This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yep, it's Saturday. Big show today, 2 hours. Got two guests coming on. One's going to give us an update on some things that I've been reporting on over the past few weeks. And then, and she's online here. We're going to do a little introduction to the show. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he is up north. He is in Yankee country, and he is there for Occupy 2019. I spoke with him yesterday and today. I guess the black helicopter people have just perched right there on his doorstep as soon as he got in, as they usually do. So if you're joining us today looking for Bradley, I am Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. Yes, I have my infidel shirt on. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And so I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina, here in the bunker, where it is really rainy. I woke up to just a wonderful sound. And I wanted to stay in the bed the rest of the day, to be honest with you. If you'd like to call in anytime, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find Bradley on Facebook, look up Sons of Liberty, or look up Bradley Dean. And also, if you want to follow him on Twitter, for whatever that's worth nowadays, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, that's Bradley with two E's, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. And in our second hour, we're going to have Tom Dunn. He's with Through the Black. He exposes a lot of things in the sodomite agenda, as well as the pedophile rings and the things that are happening to your children in America. So you don't want to miss that. And you don't want to miss my next guest either. Let me take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right fast before we get to her. And just highlight a couple of things that are going on. One is Bradley's latest article. This is about the Muslims attacking you and your children. And while we're seeing some of the things that I'm going to hit on here and highlighting in a moment, this is now coming into your education system. I use that with quotes. I'm doing the air quotes with my fingers here. These people, because you have allowed Christ and God's word to be removed from the public indoctrination centers, and instead of teaching them at home as you should, which you're commanded to in Deuteronomy 6, then the void's going to get filled with something. It's been filled with secular humanism. Guess what? Now it's going to be filled with Muslim indoctrination. That is coming more and more and more. And so if you want to see about that, check out Bradley's article at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Trump trolls Ilhan Omar, we will never forget. That's in response to her claims that some people did something on 9/11. Also, House Democrats are fighting for the people, but apparently need to be told who the people are. That's also at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, with the arrest of Julian Assange this week, I think it's a pretty serious thing. A lot of people think that Trump is playing something. They're bringing him there so they can get stuff and this, that, and the other. I don't buy that at all. You know, he was all about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange before he became president. Now that he is, we're not hearing that at all. In fact, we're hearing him say, I don't follow any of that stuff. I don't know anything about that. So Assange did what he said he would do. He dumped all WikiLeaks files as stated during his arrest, and you can click there and you can see them. And I'm telling you what, for investigative journalists, you've got years worth of stuff you can write on there. That's for sure. There's a lot of stuff in there. Also, Representative Ilhan Omar accuses Fox host of dangerous incitement for criticizing her. Yes, we're not supposed to criticize anybody, are we? Anybody that's un-American, anybody that's a communist, a Muslim, or any of that other, we're not supposed to question them as to where their loyalties lie. Excuse me. Okay, we've got about 3 minutes here. I want to welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. A guest that we've had, somebody I've been working with as far as some documentation and some interviews, and telling you what's been going on down there in Lee County, Florida. And yesterday I put out an article called "Did Florida Governor and Sean Hannity Drop Support of Florida Sheriff Carmine Marcina because he abused his power to pursue women for sex and wanted his baby murdered?" Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Deanna Williams. Deanna, you on the line there? Are you there, Deanna? Hello? I don't know if we have Deanna. Okay. We've got guys working on the technical end. See if we pick her up here in just a second. And until then, let me let you know a little bit about what's going on, and then we may have to get into it on the other side of the break. But what happened yesterday after the report that I did, I received a report from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Deanna, are you on the line now? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Thanks, Tim. It's good to be with you and your listeners.
Yeah, good, good. We want to get you on. We've got a little over a minute, and I'm kind of letting them know that we put out the article yesterday, and it is a lengthy article, mainly due to the evidence that's presented there. And one of the things that I got yesterday was a report from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, which was sent out to several outlets down in Lee County. I call them state-controlled media after speaking with one reporter yesterday, because it looks like all they did was rubber stamp it. They're not interested in investigating anything about this case at all. And I'm even getting letters from some people who say, well, this one, and it's clear they didn't read the article, or they would have gotten the information that they're mixed up on. So we've got about 30 seconds. How are things with you? Let's get just quickly. How are things with you? You've got about 25 seconds. Let them know, and we'll go to break, and then we'll come back and we'll hit it off from there.
I am currently trying to stay safe and trying to keep my family safe. I have recently given birth. Unfortunately, my son was stillborn. I am trying to recover from that experience while trying to stay safe. It is a really perilous time. I'm doing my best to remain prayerful and get through this, just surviving.
Okay. All right. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick that up. We're going to talk about this new report that's out and what's going on with Deanna, how you can help. Stay with us.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ, and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. On the line we have with us Deanna Williams. We've had her a couple of weeks ago. We've been doing some reports on what's been going on down in there. Not specifically just for her, but because the more you dig into what's going on here, this seems to be a lot of malpractice, possible collusion between attorneys down there. Obviously, at least one corrupt judge that we know of who has been busted in a prostitute sting. And some obvious things of an ethical nature that were going on with the Lee County Sheriff down there during all of this. Now, I received a report. It came from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the Office of Executive Investigations. And basically this five-page report, which you'll be able to see at Sons Liberty Media, probably after the radio show sometime tonight, basically details a lot of what I've reported to you, but it's missing some key parts. And instead of these people actually dealing with what should be clear ethical violations, in fact, they didn't, according to Ms. Williams, they didn't, we're going to talk about this in a second, they didn't want certain information because, according to at least one guy, they would have had to suspend the sheriff if they'd had taken that information on. Here's what they came down to say. They just cited Ms. Williams' side on this, and then they said this. Based on a review of the above interview, text messages, information forwarded to the FDLE OEI by the Executive Office of the Governor, Florida Attorney General's Office, and the Federal Bureau of Investigations, and we're not told anything about what that information is, against Lee County Sheriff Carmine Mercino, and consultation with the FDLE's Office of General Counsel, it was determined the information provided did not constitute a criminal predicate that would warrant a criminal investigation by FDLE at this time. Now, Dana, how do you respond to that? What was your intent to say, hey, he committed a crime against me at this point?
My intent, I was actually directed to speak to FDLE at the direction of the governor's office. First, Rick Scott's office, and then Governor DeSantis's office. FDLE came down to Fort Myers from Tallahassee to take my sworn statement, which unfortunately happened, the recorded statement happened at a fairly crowded Starbucks in Fort Myers, which definitely limited the information that we were able to discuss. There were several times at which you may not hear it in the recording, and that recording, from what I understand, has not been released. But you won't hear it in the recording in that interview, but several times they would indicate with a finger over the mouth to shush, because there were people who were clearly listening. This has been, it was very difficult to discuss some of those things, some of the topics that they were asking me about in a crowded Starbucks with people very close to us outside, where we had to speak up to get this on record anyhow. So it was clear that there was some information they did not want. There were things that I thought were relevant. The way that I first came in contact with the sheriff, they did not want that information. They told me that information was not relevant to their investigation, and they were only concerned with things that may be criminal, and they didn't want to discuss anything that wasn't criminal. So they kept interrupting me and telling me, just speak about what's criminal. And for me, I'm not in law enforcement. I'm not a lawyer. The criminal matters are something that I only know my experience, what happened to me, how he contacted me after I reported a crime. He contacted me on Facebook and pursued me for a relationship. It was clear that that was a fairly odd thing. They were not concerned about that. They did not want to hear about that. They wanted to hear about things that were criminal. I don't know what's criminal and what isn't, so there were several points that it was just a confusing conversation to have. I really thought these were ethical issues and things that the governor's office told me needed to be explained to FDLE. I had no idea what direction they were going in or why.
Okay. All right. Well, the issue is that now that's come out, it's basically been said, there's no crime here. You didn't necessarily go to them complaining that he had engaged in criminal activity. That was not necessarily your intent. Yours was the ethics issue. And part of this comes out in the report that I put out yesterday. Something that FDLE did not want was the Facebook messages that he sent you, in which he approached you after you went in the sheriff's office. And even, I believe it was an FDLE agent, had communicated to you that he probably saw you there when you came in to report a grand theft. And people need to keep this in mind, because this is something I hope FDLE will be thinking about, because I'm going to put it back on them. You went in there to report grand theft, $200,000, that your attorney intercepted from you without any authorization or anything.
This is G Ware Cornell.
You went in to report that as a crime, as a grand theft. And when you did, it was after that. And now you and Mr. Marcino had been friends. You lived pretty close together. You had been friends on Facebook. And that's all that means, people. You guys had never met or anything. For that time, he had commented on your pictures. He had liked your pictures and things like this. But then after you went to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, almost a year later, he began to message you. And all of a sudden, he's introducing that he works in law enforcement at the Lee County Sheriff's Office. And he begins to pursue you and say, you tell him that you had already been there to deal with economic crimes. And so he goes on about this, and he says, well, he wants to set up a meeting with you, with an attorney. And you go into this meeting, and they're all about, we want to help you, and this, that, and the other. People understand, he was supposed to help you in a grand theft case. Now,
yes.
Now the question that I have is, did he ever help you during the 2 months that since the time you met him here in July of 2018 till I think it was September when he stopped talking to you because you were pregnant.
He did not. He actually indicated that he wanted to distance himself from that. He told me I needed to handle that on the civil level. He did not want to be associated with that because of how he reached out to me. He believed that was grounds for his termination, if that were to be known. So he did not want that to get out. It was very clear he was not going to pursue that. He told me that was something that would need to be handled on the civil level, and he wanted nothing to do with it.
Okay, but it's a criminal theft.
It is indeed.
Okay, and because of his unethical actions in pursuing you the way he did, would it be safe to say, I mean, I'm not an attorney either, but doesn't that appear, if he didn't want anything to do with it, why didn't he pass it off to one of his guys? This was obviously $200,000 theft that you're wanting to report. And by the way, the same county sheriff's office didn't want anything to do and didn't want to bring any charges when you went to them immediately following your rape.
No, they absolutely did not.
Okay.
They were very clear, even despite the fact that we got, allegedly, according to the attorneys in the case who represented me initially, one of my attorneys has bragged extensively. Michael Dolce has bragged many times about getting a confession in this case, a videotape deposition confession, that I did not consent on the part of the defendant. He has said this numerous times. There was still no criminal justice to be had. It was clear that Lee County Sheriff's Office did not want to take action in this case.
Okay, and by the way, people, we're in the process of trying to get those transcripts so that we can present that to see what's going on here. Was there somehow a cover-up in the first thing, and now what's going on here? To me, if you go to a sheriff and he's telling you all along he's there to help you, after he begins pursuing you, and then he says, I don't want anything to do with it because I pursued it, to me, that's a serious ethical violation that the FDLE just dropped the ball on. And to me, it seems like there is some bit of obstruction of justice. He didn't pass this off. This is not a civil matter. This is a criminal matter. And we're going to talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. Hang on with us.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports the E. coli outbreak linked to ground beef. More than 100 people in 6 states sick, including Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. It is still not known the brand of meat affected.
Some people get something.
President Trump on Twitter, tweeting a video of Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar making her statement that some people did something on 9/11. She never mentions radical Islamic terrorists. Edited into this video, actual footage from the terrorist attack 17 and a half years ago.
Some people did something.
Right, oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Above this video, President Trump tweeting in all caps, "We will never forget." You're listening to USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, as we went into the break, we were talking with Deanna Williams. We've been covering her story down in Florida and what appears to be a lot of corruption between attorneys, judges, and some unethical practices as well, including that of the Lee County Sheriff. And so, you know, Deanna, some people have said that I've been very biased in my reporting, and I tell everybody, everybody is biased. It doesn't matter who the reporter is. The question is, can you be objective? And you know as well as others that I have tried to contact these people for comments, for statements, anything that they want to put in. And in almost all of these cases, either they don't call me back or they get mad at my question and hang up on me.
You know, I think if you review the documents and you review all of the information, a bias is a leaning in one direction. Reviewing the documents, reviewing the facts will lead you to lean in a direction without other information, and the facts clearly show what happened to me. This is something that FDLE has chosen to ignore. They have not been interested in the ethics violations. They indicated they were only interested in criminal violations. My question to them was, where do I go with the ethics violation? What agency handles that? And they really didn't want to answer that question. When I returned that question to posing that question to the governor's office, I was directed again to FDLE, that is who handles public corruption and ethics violations. But FDLE did not want to hear those things. So it has been a very long and frustrating journey with all of this. For me, my interest, the criminality that happened, the criminal theft, a $200,000 theft was life-changing for me and my family. It put our family home in jeopardy, the place that we had lived in for 12 years. There was also another theft that followed. Having that first criminal theft taken care of, getting justice in that incident, would have put the brakes on the entire case involving all of the criminality against me that was occurring. That was what needed to happen. I contacted the Florida Bar with this. The Florida Bar directed me to report this to law enforcement, to report this to the sheriff's office in my county. I spoke to lawyers about this who said this is a crime. This is first-degree grand theft, and this is federal wire fraud. You start with your local law enforcement, and they will, the federal crimes in this, they will refer on to federal agencies. But first, you deal with the grand theft issue. So Lee County Sheriff's Office told me, you need to handle this on the civil level. We're not sure if this is a crime. It was very frustrating. Many trips back and forth to the sheriff's office. I had to clarify that the Florida Bar says this is a law enforcement issue. We do not determine crimes. That needs to happen at your local sheriff's office. I had several trips back and forth, and after those trips is when I got the Facebook message from Carmine Marcino, asking me, starting with some small talk and then asking me, he asked me what I did for a living. He told me what he did. I mentioned my issue with Economic Crimes Unit. You can read all of those documents online. He then says, I want to meet with you. He wanted to meet with me, and Attorney Holloway, attorney for the Lee County Sheriff's Office, and we had a long meeting. After that meeting, they both said I was courageous for continuing this fight and assured me that someone would follow up, that they were no longer going to allow this to continue. And the only follow-up I got was a pursuit from, on a rather personal level, from the undersheriff at the time, now Sheriff Carmine Marcino.
Yeah, and one of the things that people need to understand is you don't have to have a education in law enforcement to be a sheriff. It's an elected office, just like it is to be a representative, be on your school board, or any of that other. But usually people want you to prove yourself. Now, he did have, excuse me, some work with law enforcement. But one of the things that I noticed was that the news-press.com down there, I think it's out of Naples, they're tied to USA Today, and we're going to talk a little bit about them and their lack of journalism on this story, is that Sheriff Carmine has on the Lee County Sheriff's website that he not only went through the FBI National Academy session 2267, you can see his picture there with Shaquille O'Neal and James Comey, but which is nothing more. It sounds like it's more than what it is. It looks like it's basically an obstacle course and a couple of classes, and that's it. But it also states he's on track to graduate with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. He told the outlet down there in Naples that he was attending Florida Gulf Coast University. I checked with Florida Gulf Coast University yesterday. They have not heard from Mr. Marcino since 2004. He has not been in their school, so I don't know how he is on track to obtain a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, which might actually be helpful in these things since he doesn't even know if it's a crime or not when you're bringing him a $200,000 theft.
Right. I was made aware of this some time ago from several individuals, and I knew that he was not attending any kind of college. It was clear that he was certainly not in classes. That was something that we didn't speak about extensively, but he was clearly not enrolled in college.
Okay. All right. And we brought that up. I tried to get a comment from Sheriff Marcino, I think it was a couple of days ago, regarding this issue, and he hung up on me, but we know that he's been following the stories, because he had his attorney contact your attorney in the paternity case to verify that indeed that the child had had been born, it was stillborn, and your attorney confirmed that, and that case has had to be dropped. But which probably makes him very happy because, as people can see, though he was, you say he was very affectionate to you, he really pursued you, really pushed the physical aspect of everything with you, and you felt a lot of pressure at first and succumbed to that, and then you tried to later reciprocate that, and as a result, obviously, when you got pregnant, you sent him a picture of that, and he immediately goes, and people can see the text and the timeline, he immediately goes to where he doesn't even look like he wants to have a conversation with you at all. In fact, he goes to one point and says, I don't want to talk to you without an attorney.
Right. It was in the course of one conversation that we had that he shifted dramatically. I had absolutely no warning that this would happen. When I told him that I was pregnant, his first reaction was, let's talk about options. And when he mentions talking about options, the only option he was willing to talk about was abortion. And he made it very clear. He said, you cannot have this child. Under no circumstances can you give birth to this child. This will ruin everything I've ever worked for. It isn't right to have a child, to bring a child into the world without two parents who are together. He said, you have to think not with your emotions, but think about doing what's right here. He continually told me it wasn't right and that I was being selfish. And what I was doing would hurt a lot of people, including myself.
Yeah, let's be clear on that, though, because we're here clear at the Sons of Liberty. Thou shalt not murder is the command of God. That is what's right. And Sheriff Carmine, obviously, his moral compass is so screwed up, I'm surprised he can find the parking lot when he goes out there to get in his car. It's clear to me when he says, you need to murder my child. And look, people can say what they want. They're going to make obvious assumptions about you in all of this. But you have accepted your part of the responsibility. And you said, even if I have to be by myself, I forget how you put it in the text, but it was, I'm not going to scrape this baby out from inside of me and kill it. But he was adamant about it. And I think even his parents gave some indication that they didn't want that. They didn't think it was right. To which I say, well, maybe the guy should have been mature enough to get married, engage in it in the confines of marriage, and do what was right on behalf of the woman and behalf of the child.
Right. It was very clear. He wanted nothing to do with a child. He distanced himself from me immediately. He wanted me to, and he later apologized for that. And I believe that's indicated in the text. He apologized for that. And he said that he thought that if I had to deal with this alone, I would reconsider my position and that I would be more, that I would maybe lean towards the possibility of having an abortion, which is something that's absolutely unthinkable to me. There is no way. It was a tremendous lapse in judgment to have any involvement, to trust him in any way, and certainly to be physically intimate with him. That was certainly a huge error in judgment that has cost me tremendously, and my family. There's an incredible amount of heartache and repentance around that decision. But I was not going to make a decision to end a life to try to make things more convenient. Another wrong on top of that error in judgment was not going to make the situation better.
No, it wasn't. It would have made it worse, just like King David when he tried to cover up what he was doing and somebody lost their life too. On the other side of the break, we're going to finish up with Deanna, and we're going to talk about maybe a bombshell that might just stir things up a little bit more. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here in the first hour. Next up, we're going to have a special guest. You don't want to miss that either. Here on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, before I bring Deanna back on, one of the things that came out in the story regarding the FDLE's, in my opinion, is sort of a whitewash. She was not trying to give criminal complaint. She was trying to give an ethics complaint. This was something that the governor had said she needed to do, something that the attorney general said she needed to do. And so she's doing that regarding what's going on here with the sheriff. Now, just to show you the clear bias, the clear propaganda, the state-controlled nature of outlets like News.Press and some of the local media down there, here's what they wrote yesterday. They said, according to documents filed in the paternity lawsuit, the child will be born in April or May 2019. Both parties have agreed to submit the child to DNA testing once they're born, to determine the paternity. Sheriff Marcino's attorney did not answer a phone call Friday night, and Williams' attorney said he had no comment to provide. Well, if they had been paying attention to the actual reporting on the case, instead of just getting a thing and throwing it out there and re-quoting it, they would have known about the stillbirth of Ms. Williams' child a couple weeks ago. But they're not doing that. Furthermore, they're not willing to dig into any of this. There was a reporter down that way. I believe he's for WINK. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Deanna. But Chris Schiaffi, I'm sorry. That I spoke to yesterday, and of course he got the same report I did, and when he said, well, I guess that's everything, and I go, so you guys are not going to dig into this? Are you not concerned about any of these things? I gave him a link, and he goes, we're done here. So it's like nobody cares. They would just want this thing to go away, And it doesn't matter if it's media, it doesn't matter if it's the sheriff, it doesn't matter if it's the governor, the attorney general, your attorneys, or any of those people. They just want Deanna Williams and whatever problem she's facing to just go away, and they don't want any part of this. At least that's what it looks like to me.
The problem with that is it isn't just me. I have to, and I should have stated this earlier, I support all of the women who have contacted me, all of the women who have made internal affairs complaints and other complaints, who have had experiences being improperly pursued by Carmine Marcino. And those women are numerous. I appreciate it takes a lot of courage to do that. The threats that will happen after are absolutely terrifying. And he is someone that during our relationship, he made it very clear. His father and his family have ties to some very scary people. And this is a really scary thing to deal with. It is a very intimidating thing to come forward and to speak. And the women who have experienced victimization at his hands are numerous. It is not just me. You're hearing my voice right now and not others. My back is against the wall. I'm in a situation where there has been a very clear crime that's committed against me, and some of these things have come to light because of this. Some of these other ladies are terrified to speak out publicly. They claim that they have been threatened. I believe them. It isn't just me. This is a bigger problem that anyone who goes to law enforcement or has involvement with law enforcement should expect to be dealt with fairly and not pursued in a sexual manner by the sheriff of the county. This is ridiculous that this is going on. It is clearly not just me. It is not an unverified account just with me. Someone can criticize me, and that has been done. They've made numerous attempts to smear me. False stories have been run about me having another paternity suit in 2016. That was planted, and I'm told by someone within the sheriff's office that there was information planted that actually ran in the newspaper that said I had a paternity suit in 2016, and my attorneys on that matter quit after they couldn't find a father. I was celibate in 2016. I was celibate for 8.5 years following the assault that I experienced. So I called up the reporter who apologized, retracted the story, and said, oh, we didn't verify this. I should have looked this up. I'm sorry. It's clearly not you. It was a woman. There is another woman named Deanna Williams who did have a paternity suit in 2016. Finding a Deanna Williams who had a paternity suit in a county of 700,000 people, if you search for a period of years and you want to smear someone's name, you can certainly do that, and that appears to be what happened to me. So I think a lot of women are afraid to come forward based upon the connections that the sheriff has, the threats that he makes, his family connections, and the smear efforts that have been continuous against me.
Yeah, of course. In fact, I ran across that paternity case when I looked at the Lee County court records, and it was a different Deanna Williams. So I ran across that myself, and I verified the difference between those. But there's something else. She is not saying this, people, to be making accusations. I have seen the messages of numerous women who have contacted her and said, we have the same thing. And we've experienced the same thing with this sheriff. In fact, one of them had contacted you and said that she was actually seeing him at the same time as you, that he didn't let you know that, that his family kept that from you too, and had been seeing him for 2 years. And this woman indicated to you that he had told her at the time that you were using drugs and you were probably going to get arrested for drugs. Is that not correct?
That's correct. I've been told that by several people. And to set the record straight, I've never done an illegal drug in my life. I am not even a drinker. On very rare occasions, maybe 3 to 4 times throughout an entire year will I drink alcohol. But I've never done any kind of drugs, so this was pretty shocking to me. This person said that, and he had recently put his house on the market. She told me that his plans were to buy a bigger house, marry her, and get custody of the child I was expecting, and protect that child from me. Since I was an evil person, I was dangerous and engaging in risky behavior, and nothing could be further from the truth. The things that I like to do that I'm passionate about, I enjoy missions work. I like being with my kids, my church, my family. I've never done a drug, and I would never do that to my family. I would never do that to myself. Family is the most important thing to me in the world. I have a couple of really great kids who I am so very proud of, and my world revolves around them and other members of my family. It's just these accusations I know were made to so that he could save face. And I've heard from various other women who are discredited after having experiences with him that are similar to mine, and many threatened with the same type of threats. I was told I would not give birth to my child alive, and he would not allow that to happen. That's a pretty terrifying thing. He told me he had no, not to quote him, not to say the words he said, "You have no effing clue who you're dealing with. I have people who will do absolutely anything for me, and you have no one and nothing." And one thing I appreciate, anyone who checks up on me, who supports me, anyone who has contributed, I am trying to just survive through this period of time. I'm trying to provide for my safety and also to find an attorney to help me get into a position where I can fight back against the crimes and the injustice that have happened against me. And I have a number of people who have contributed and also who have shared my story and have come alongside me in prayer and in checking on me, and I appreciate that. And I welcome anyone who wants to check this story out, share my story so that it doesn't happen to anyone else, and so that my family and I can get to a point of safety.
Thank you for joining us. I'm sorry. I think I had my mic closed there or something. Thank you for joining us, Deanna. I'll let you go. I want to put something out. If you hear a story and you say, well, some of this sounds bizarre, you ought to read all of the things that are going on down there. And if you're a person that thinks, well, she gets what she deserves or this, that, and the other, and that's the way you do, you gloss over it. I hope this never happens to you. But if you're a person that says, well, I would like to help her, there's a link at the bottom of every article on this to GoFundMe page. She needs like $15,000 to retain an attorney to fight back against the criminality that she's dealing with from attorneys there in Lee County. So on the other side of the break, we're going to bring in a guy you're certainly going to want to call up your friends and have them listen to, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.